This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha starting today, during which he will dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. The focus will be on sustainable development, industrial growth and infrastructure enhancement. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Puri Madaka. Additionally, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone for various railway and road projects worth 19,500 crore rupees, including the South Coast Railway headquarters in Visakhapatnam. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member for Delhi Assembly yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on the same day. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention will kick off in Bhubaneswar today, in which Odisha government is showcasing the state's rich culture and heritage in front of the non-resident Indians who are coming to India from 50 countries. The convention will begin with the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event being organized by the Odisha government in partnership with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, who is on a five-day visit to Odisha, will attend the event today at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed law. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is on alert regarding China's plan to construct a mega dam on the Brahmaputra River in Tibet, close to its border with India. Days after China announced its plan to construct the world's largest dam on the Brahmaputra, India said it will continue to monitor and take necessary measures to protect its interests. The centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, and secretary of the Department of Space. V. Narayanan will assume office on January 14th. He will succeed the current ISRO chairman, S. Somnath. Narayanan has been appointed to serve in these roles for the next 2 years until further notice. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented but victim-centric and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the implementation of the three laws in the state. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the 7 commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari announced a nationwide scheme to establish driver training institutes, DTIs. The scheme will provide incentives for setting up of DTIs and additional benefits for integrating automated testing stations with DTIs. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla began a five-day official visit to the United Kingdom, Scotland, Guernsey yesterday to attend meetings of Commonwealth presiding officers. During his stay in the UK, which continues until tomorrow, Mr. Birla will meet Lindsay Hoyle and McFall Alclwyth, Lord Speaker of the House of Lords in London. Former Asian Games champion shot putter Bahadur Singh Sagu was elected unopposed as the new president of the Athletics Federation of India AFI at the body's annual general meeting in Chandigarh yesterday. The 51-year-old Bahadur Singh will serve a 4-year term as AFI president and will be replacing Adil Sumariwala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.